Hi, friends.
Hello, should I delete that, listeners?
We still have some tickets left for our live tour and we would absolutely love to see you there.
On Thursday, the 23rd of May, we will be performing in the London Islington Assembly Hall.
On Monday, the 27th of May, we will be in Salford.
On Tuesday, the 28th of May, we'll be in Glasgow.
Sunday, the 2nd of June, Birmingham.
Monday, the 3rd of June, Bristol.
And Tuesday, the 4th of June in Southampton.
You can get your tickets at aegpresents.co.uk or via the link in the show notes or our Instagram bios.
We really hope we see you there.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I just want to be the biggest artist in the world, but I don't know I'm going to get there. I just know it. I've just got to keep going.
I fucking love that.
This week on the podcast, we have the only woman I would get naked in public for, Sophie T.
Sophie is an artist who's become prolific for celebrating women of all shapes and different sizes with her nudes, and she's brought her nudes to life with catwalk shows.
We talked to Sophie about her journey as an artist, from painting hostel walls in India 10 years ago to now selling out shows at the London Palladium.
She gave us a fascinating glimpse into the art world and we love this conversation with her. I hope you enjoy. Here's Sophie. Hi, Soph.
Hello.
Thank you so much for coming.
You're so welcome.
I'm so excited you're back in the UK.
Me, I know. I'm so happy to be back.
Full time?
Full time.
This is it?
I live here now. It's so amazing.
She's a London girly. You are. I can't comment as to what you want to do with your life because it's on you, but like everything about your vibe is like, and your art and like the Carnaby store, and it was like London, 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 and then it's like, but she's in Australia.
I know.
It's like gutting for
I
us.
I know. I just fell in love, you know?
Yeah, I get
so then
that.
I have to go.
I get
but now
that.
He's coming back with me.
That's a win-win, that. Welcome back. Like, you and I, we are bonded for life now. You have painted my naked body.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I know. But for people who aren't, there literally won't be someone listening that has an Instagram account that won't know about your art already. But would you tell us about, like, your journey to artist? Because I think you're so known for your nudes and, like, and your amazing colours and the, like, I love everything about your art. You know, I always have.
Aww.
But for anyone who doesn't know about your like journey into artistry,
I think so. It sounded good.
Thank you. Can you tell us about it?
Okay. 10 years ago, I basically did a business degree and then was applying for jobs. Didn't get any that I liked. So then I went traveling to India to find myself.
A classic.
Mm-hmm. The absolute classic. And then I had a job as an analytical consultant lined up. Then basically I was in this hostel and it had like loads of graffiti on the wall and I was like running out of money. So I just asked the manager if I could paint in return for a free stay. And then he said, yeah. And then honestly, I hadn't painted since I was like at school, but I just was like, I have to do this with my life. And then,
oh my God,
I basically emailed the job. I have found myself, guys. I think I've got this like new vision. I'm so excited. Like, please join me on my... And they're like, yeah, yeah, right. Okay, we don't care. We've got someone else. Goodbye. And then randomly, I was just an artist. Like, it was a bit of a decision.
Wait,
on a whim.
So you weren't like... You didn't know you were good at painting?
Well, like, I was always quite good at school, but like, I feel like your teachers at school are like, oh yeah, that's nice, but you just can't make a career out of it, I guess.
Yeah.
And I think the first 5 years were just like really like tough. I was just eating biscuits and just fully hand to mouth, like painting animal portraits, actually.
I loved your animals.
Oh, thank you.
That's when I first found you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've been around for ages.
Oh my God.
I know. Like, I'm a proper like...
OG.
I'm a proper fan. OG fan. I've got one of your... my mum got me as a present for my... like my 25th birthday, maybe.
No way.
Yeah. Like I've been around for ages. But what you do is like, I don't know, it's art's always felt really like, I don't know, like I think it's so interesting. Obviously it's all subjective and stuff, but it's all, there's something about what you do that makes it so much more inclusive and accessible.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know, an element of that is Instagram, but also like the way that you make it so people can afford what you buy make it easier to, you know, pay for what you're selling and invest in your pieces. And like, I don't know, it's just like, it's just felt like a very community led and like warm space from the beginning.
Oh,
which is,
that is like the most flattering thing you could ever say, because that was my entire goal.
But it like, feels like that, and people can see that, I think.
That's nice. Yeah, I mean, the art world is kind of stuffy.
Yeah.
And I think even day one, I tried to get in galleries and it was always a no. And I think I just realized that like, there's a market for like your normal person who's not like some fancy art investor to have nice stuff on their wall.
Yeah.
And it's been fab because my artwork actually is quite very expensive.
Mm.
But we've found a way to, I mean, we allow people to pay in installments over 12 months and we've been doing that. Yeah, it's all about just getting normal people to appreciate and invest in artwork and know that they actually can. Like, I just remember like going into a gallery and there'd be no prices on the wall, or like you'd feel intimidated as you walked in, like not wanting to ask the person behind the desk in the all white scene like about the artist. I don't know, and that feeling of like not being good enough to enjoy it, I was just, from day dot, I was like, this is the opposite to the experience I want to create. And I think that's what we've tried to do at the Carnaby Street Gallery, is literally like, if you want to hang out in there all day, absolutely no worries, just come in and chill. Like, you're never going to be asked to move on. Like, just ask us anything. The decoration of the space is just like, it's like a lounge room, and I wanted to create that safe space for people to enjoy art and ask questions. And even if they, I mean, most of the people that come in don't buy it, but that's the beauty of it. I think it should always be free, and that experience, like, and feeling, yeah, warmness is important. But yeah, no, I'm glad you said that. That's good.
Yeah, you feel so warm. And I think obviously you kind of grew to like bigger, like a much bigger platform, and you started doing the nudes and like and working with your nudies. But I think that's another massive contributor to the inclusive feel of what you do. It's like you're really celebrating women in like just the most epic way with that. I'm so obsessed with that. I just think it's so cool. I think it's just the most beautiful expression of like body confidence and celebration of women at every stage in their lives, and it's just so amazing. But and obviously like celebration of my naked body, because I was one of your canvases, which is still the most terrifying thing I've ever done in my life, including having a baby. But what was it that got you starting to paint women?
Well, I guess that growing up, I never had the best relationship with my own body. I just really hated my boobs. Like, I used to stuff my bra with football socks, and I used to think, this vision is so clear. Whenever I get a husband, when I'm older, I'm just not going to take my bra off. Like, that was just ingrained in my head. Like, I've just like hated the way I looked. And I feel like the nude era was kind of born from not wanting anyone else to feel the way that I felt about myself for so many years, I guess. So this was 5 years into my career. 5 years ago, I basically started like searching for naked women online to use as like my reference images. And obviously, I mean, to be honest, I still do it, and we've come a hell of a long way because it's so much more inclusive, everything now online. But back in the day, I mean, obviously there was like some hectic pornographic stuff that was coming up, and like this one body type really. And I remember just thinking at the time, this is just not going to be helpful to anyone. Like if my vision really is to remind people that everyone's okay, then we don't want to just keep having the same image. So I randomly just put on my Instagram stories, like, if anyone wants to help me in this project, just send me a nude. And then the next day we woke up to over 1,000.
You're joking.
Naked pictures.
Wow.
I say this often, but there was one. I mean, there was so many different stories.
I remember there was one woman that was like, oh, I've never sent my boyfriend a nude soap, but here's one for you, like jokes. Then there was this one woman that had sent me a Dropbox link with 150 images of herself from different times.
Whoa.
She was just so ready for the moment and I was so ready for her. Do you know what I mean? I still use her images, like legend.
Oh.
But one will always stand out for me. There was this lady, she had a double mastectomy and she said that her mum had passed away from breast cancer 2 months before. And if her body could be a part of the project somehow to raise awareness or to make people feel better about themselves, and that would be amazing. And I don't know, like, wow. I don't know. It's just like, that's the whole point of it. Like, because when we see like bodies that look like ours on online, it makes us feel better. It makes us feel better about ourselves. And like, we need reminding all the time. So that's kind of like my kind of North Star, like what I'm like driving to constantly do is just like keep reminding people that, and bodies change as well. So it's like a never ending project. It's like perfect for me because like, I always like want to do more. I'm like the type of person that's just like, okay, cool. That's not enough. Like, what's the next thing? Yeah. But there's always more you can do to make people feel nice.
Yeah.
So.
What a joy.
Yeah.
Always more body types. Yeah. I guess, so that everyone. Yeah.
And with age difference and the experiences that we go through. I mean, even recently, like we touched upon it before we went online, but I recently froze my eggs. I've seen a huge change in my body. Like, I don't know what it was, the hormones or something. I actually got boobs for about 2 weeks, which was so exciting for me. Yeah, and now they're just like little nuggets again, which is a great shame. But yeah, no, my body's changing. And now I look in the mirror and the people that are involved in this project and our nudies, we call them, they inspire me back again. Like it's all just a whole, it's a whole thing. It's a good life.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And it's so like more than just seeing themselves, it's like women seeing themselves as art is really special. Because we kind of do in the context of like there's like fussy, like if you go and see like, I don't know, those Greek goddess statues and stuff, and it's like, yeah, but there was a different time.
Yeah.
Like we're in a Kardashian era now. No one wants to see those kind of roles and that's not what art is. And then I remember taking my sister to your gallery years ago. And she said when we went, maybe we came to the opening of it, and she said something along the lines of like, this is the most I've ever like seen my body, like, you know, anywhere. Like it's and it's like she's really seeing herself in all these women whose face, and I think it's amazing that you don't include their faces either. So it's just like people really can picture themselves within each piece, which is just great because we don't see it anywhere. And there's someone for every stage as well, because there's so many pieces, like you say, like
that's so true actually, because we never see bodies that like don't fit that the typical ideal. We don't see them in like a positive light ever, like a light to be celebrated.
Yeah,
it's always like or be hidden away or like changed or fixed. So to see them as art, that's such a good point, that it's like it must be super super special.
100%. It makes me feel so, I don't know, I always think that, like, to see a pain, like, because a woman's body's great. Like, a woman's body's so beautiful.
Mm.
But we just don't really, like, we don't stop to look at that element of it and be like, wow, like, stunt, like, no offense to men, but, like, so much nicer to look
so
at.
So much.
I know, people always ask me if I'm going to paint men. I'm like, oh, yeah, maybe one day.
Do you think you would?
I think there's a part of me in all of the pieces as well, and I don't think I can identify as much with their story, so it would therefore be slightly less authentic.
I get that.
If I have a son, perhaps, you know, then I could connect it slightly. I don't know, I just have a real affiliation with women and, like, the magic that happens when we all come together. So I'm going to stick with women for a bit, I think.
Love that. Jumping back a bit.
Yes.
Can I ask how you then... So you painted that those hostel walls.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, I just like stopped there.
No, I'm just really intrigued because like I'm actually fascinated by that. So you did that painting and you're like, oh my God, epiphany, like light bulb moment. This is what I was meant for.
Yeah.
How did you go about making a career out of it from there?
So basically, I just posted it on Facebook because like Instagram wasn't really a thing at the time. Okay. So I remember my friends and family were just like, oh, Sophie, I didn't realise you could paint. And then I was like, yes, I am now an artist. please may you commission me for, you know, anything you can want. I've painted like the most random stuff. I think everyone does when they first begin their art career. But I painted a Ganesh. I painted like... A post box in a tree, and then she messaged me back saying, actually, I don't want it in the tree, I wanted it beside the tree. And I was like, yeah, fuck.
Oh no.
Whoa, I don't know where that came from either. That was just in the back of my head.
How funny.
But yeah, that was a bad day. I just went for breakfast with one of my friends' new girlfriends, and he was like, oh, how do you know my friend? Basically, I was just so like skint for so long. My friend Finn, I was on the bus taking a commission of a Mr. Potato Head.
Oh my God.
To the post office, and my card got declined at a post office because they pay you half up front and half after. And I think it was like £125 they paid for this massive painting, and the postage was like £45, and it was just like a hectic time. So I was just like, and anyway, my friend rings me and he's like, because I was like the person out of uni that decided to become an entrepreneur, so he just like kept checking in on me. He was like, Soph, what's going on? I was like, not now. There's a crying my eyes out. I was like, my car just got declined. I just can't deal with it anymore. And he was like, what's your bank details? What's your bank? I was like, no, literally, oh. No. He kept persisting. This guy, I was literally just talking about him before. He transferred me £1,000.
Oh, what a babe.
No, honestly, I didn't really know him that much from uni. He's just always just like been a big brother and like looked after me a bit. And he said to me, I don't want the money back. When your paintings are worth £10,000, I'm going to come at you for a commission. So like 4 years ago, I painted him a massive samurai Japanese soldier.
Oh,
and
this,
and the girl that I met this morning, I just like did him not a favor because she's actually a fucking legend and I'll probably see her again. But she was like, yeah, I look at that Japanese samurai warrior guy all the time. Anyway,
that was
a big break. I was thinking before, like, oh, has there ever been a time that you've like had like that big moment that you're like, thank God that happened, like that big piece of luck. And I remember at the time, because it's just such a lot of money, £1,000 to just like give you a bit of breathing space. I think then after that, I was like, okay, what do I can afford to pay my rent for a month. What do I actually like want to do? And then I moved on to abstracts after that. Anyway, but sorry,
what a babe,
it was
though.
Yeah, literally,
what an absolute legend.
Legend.
Shout out to Finn.
Shout out to Finn, fully. Anyway, but I did the, I posted on Facebook. So that was my life for about 3 years. I got a studio that was £112 a month, and I shared it with a person. Women are like share it half the time as well, but I was literally in there like 18 hours a day every day, like, sorry. And then it's honestly just been such incremental growth. There's never been like a moment that's like bang.
Yeah.
It's just, I've just slowly over the years set up an Instagram, slowly grown, increased my prices just gradually as the demand comes, just nothing too crazy. I think it's just honestly persistent, and it helps because I absolutely love it. So there's nothing else I want to do anyway. So I'm just always drawn to just going in the studio, and with that comes better skill set, better experience, more knowledge of materials, more understanding of business, social media. Like, it's just been chipping away. It's just been years. So there's been like no real moment that's like bang. But I think the nudes were a moment in time where the art went from me just trying to keep my head above water because I just loved painting to flipping it to actually I'm making artwork that's going to make a difference to people's lives. Like, that was the switch over.
Right.
And I mean, looking back, I mean, I'm glad I went through all these lessons on my own, to be honest. Because I think you have to. No one can really give you any advice and tell you stuff, because you're never going to, I mean, for me, I'm never going to listen. I have to go through the wave of it myself. But I think looking back, if I'd have made something that came from the heart earlier, maybe I'd be a bit further on. But it's fine. I'm doing it for life. Like,
yeah.
I'm in now. Like, and I think I just want to be the biggest artist in the world. But I know I'm going to get there. I just know it.
I've
just got to keep going.
I fucking love that.
But I get that for you. I feel that for you.
It's just going to happen. How can it not?
Yeah, like, it's inevitable.
Thank 100%. You. I know. Even though I'm in my head, I'm like, what the fuck are you on about?
No,
saying?
I, but really
I actually
like
do know a bit.
Yeah. Good for you.
Thank you.
Good for Love you. That.
Thank you.
We will not be the top podcast, but we will support you from down here. We'll be like, woo. Yeah, we know her.
We know our place.
That's so great, though, that you've just got this like self-belief.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
Have you always had that?
Have I always had that? I think it just comes from like, I really had a bit of a therapy session this morning as well with Finn's new girlfriend. She's just such a legend. She was like, so what's your reason why for doing it? And I was just like, I just think I've never been like fully accepted into like, I don't know, like at every stage that's important in a person, like from growing up, I've always been like I never got in the, uni that I wanted. I never got the job that I wanted. It was like in a company that I didn't want. I never been accepted into a gallery. And I think I've just got this like disruptive attitude that it's like, well, I'll just do it myself.
You did get accepted into a gallery last week though.
Can I just actually spill the tea on that?
Yes.
Right. So my backdoor in these like big fine establishments, because I realize, I'll go like art chat now, because basically I realize that, well, I want to be an investment grade artist. And for that, I'm kind of semi frowned upon because I've gone down the quite prolific route. I'm like, for the people, there's a lot of my artwork out there. And as a like an artist that would have gone through art school, or it's all about scarcity, right? Because like, and right, growing the value of that and like, you know, only selling to the right clients. Well, that gives me I just hate that concept, like of being in like a,
it's like an old, like old boys club or whatever.
Literally. And yeah. Oh God, I just hate it. And it's also snobby. And so for an artist to be like deemed as like successful, and not that I really like care about what the typical kind of things for success are, but it's if you have a strong secondary market. So a primary market would be if I sold to you. Mm-hmm. The secondary would be if you sold to your mum.
Yeah.
That secondary market sale is really important because that like lets everyone know that you are an investment, because if you were to buy the work, you'd be able to sell it on for more potentially. Right. So at the moment, like I have such a massive primary market because so many people have my artwork, but I don't have a secondary market because people are holding on to it. And also the people that are buying my artwork aren't necessarily educated in the art space. They just want it, which I love. Yeah. So I'm like, I'm on the bit of a mission to like educate people about like that secondary market section. Mm-hmm. So for me as an artist, I need like a few stamps of approval from these like big institutions to be able to like say, look, you know, I have my artwork displayed at XYZ and therefore it is a good investment. To be honest, I'm a bit lost at the moment because I'm trying to understand what my next step is, like whether I actually want to be like, and I'm actually in a bit of a weird stage, I'm really still trying to understand this, whether I want to be like more prolific in that sense or whether I want to be like more elevated. Mm. And I just feel like I just want to be both. Mm. And I remember this one guy said to me once, the only guy that's done both successfully and you won't be able to do it is Damien Hirst. And I just thought, fuck you, I want to do it.
Yeah, fuck him, you can do that.
Yeah, but also we really like him because he is an auction house and he's allowed me. So normally auction houses, this might be boring so you can cut this out.
No, this is really
interesting. Fascinating.
Okay, so basically auction houses, they typically only kind of consign artwork from big collectors or galleries. So like you couldn't go to an auction house and say, right now I've got a Sophie T, I want to put it up for auction.
Yeah.
Basically, I'm working with this auction house in quite an innovative way because I'm also like really very precious about Sophie T art. Like I don't like anyone. I'm quite an independent, like I don't want the gallery, because galleries take 50% commission, by the way.
Yeah.
50. Yeah, that's why it's like, yeah, it's fucked. So that's another reason why I was like, obviously I'm just going to do it myself and build a team internally and then take all the money.
Smart. Yeah.
Yeah, but then obviously you've got to pay for everyone's, this is, you know.
Yeah, and then it's hard getting in the auction houses because you're not in the galleries.
Exactly, yeah, okay. Exactly. Yeah, yeah, so yeah. I don't have any of that.
This is an old boys club. It's literally
it's so political, I didn't realise.
Yeah, no, massively. And like,
wow. I mean, play the game.
I do have to play the game a bit, but also I've kind of like shot myself in the foot a bit because I've gone down this route and been quite vocal about the fact that, you know, galleries are kind of like, you know, misrepresenting artists and whatever and taking lots of money and stuff. So this auction house, I have like an amazing relationship with them where they let me, which is completely like not a thing, they let me, the artist, directly give them artwork to the auction house.
That's cool.
Which is amazing. So they've taken a massive risk on me. So I actually have a big sculpture going to the auction house next week. That was displayed in the National Portrait Gallery.
How cool is that?
Wow.
For 3 hours.
Still went to the National Portrait Gallery. Still,
but no one can take that away from
no
you.
No one can take, no one.
I've seen the photo. I've seen it.
I know. Do you know how pissed off they were with me on that night? We got the plinth. No one, it was 400 kilograms. No one could lift it. We had this massive plinth and it was on the side by the coat area. And I said, sorry, I know this is going to scratch the floor. It needs to be in the middle of the foyer. I need to get that picture because that's, do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But it's just all about the hustle. And even like, it's still, and I think I'll always have to be
hustling
because I've not, yeah, I think I'm just always going to have to do that. And I think that's just what I've got to deal with.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad. And I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So obviously I know fuck all about art. So Same. Like I don't know anything. But I do feel with like and you're not asking for advice because you know what you're doing. But like in terms of choosing between being like prolific or established, what was the choice between being prolific and established or prolific?
Yeah, I guess, or like acknowledged by.
Yeah. But I feel like the reason that you're so prolific and loved is because you like you can feel the love and the hustle and the work and the passion and the chaos and the magic that goes into it. Like it feels more than like, and love Damien Hirst, like very pretty Blossom. I like your butterflies, but like Blossom and butterflies, but you're putting like you in your stuff. And I feel like there's something to be, it's something like really cool there. Like,
that's nice.
And maybe you lose that bit if you have to be blossoming and butterflying.
So the reason I love Damien Hirst, because he is actually both. He has but he is like very anti-establishment himself. Like he is fiercely independent and has like, you know, done a big fuck you to the art world as well as having their stamp of approval, which is like the really difficult thing to do. But I say that because I really want to meet Damien Hirst at some point because I really love him.
I don't think he's going to be listening, but just in case
we could do.
Hi, Damien.
And not to just come on here and just say my dilemmas, but I actually am in a quite big dilemma about where my career goes next.
I get that.
And yeah. I do think I just don't have the answers right now, but it's why I'm in London and it's why I just want to be where it started, be around all the clients are here, you know, my everything is here for me, really.
And you might find that it becomes clear.
I think it will.
The more you start to explore, maybe like you can do that elevated, is that what we call it? Like that approach, and you might find it's just not right for you. It might, the answers might come to you.
I think so. And also my partner Will was like, I know that as soon as you get in there, you're just not going to be bothered. And I was like, yeah, maybe I won't. I don't know. It's a bit of a chip on my shoulder, I guess, because I've not been acknowledged. I don't know. We'll see. But I think at the heart of it always is just like, I just love painting.
And yeah. no one can ever take that away. And I'm just not going to stop. So like, that's fine.
But your primary market is amazing.
Like, it's insane.
And it's nuts. When I did the show, how many people in like my life completely off Instagram were so aware of like you and your art and what I was doing. And like, I remember my friend who isn't on Instagram at all, and I went to go and see her, and she had sent a photo of herself to you, and I think maybe you painted it, maybe you, I don't know, but she was telling me about how much it had meant to her that she had sent it, and like how she never showed her body to anyone, and she had had a baby and all of this, and she'd written you this really big letter, and it was like, fuck, like people are giving you so much of their trust. Yeah. And that is so stunning. Like, and even with the nudie show, again, like I did it with Georgie, and George would say if she was here, like that took the biggest, that was the bravest thing she could have ever imagined. Georgie's relationship with her body is such a hard thing for her.
Yeah.
And it's like, there's no one in the world that could have made her take off all her fucking clothes and walk down a mirrored cat. I mean, same for me, but like, but for George, but, and for so many of those women, it was like, and it's such a trusting thing that they're giving you. It's like, take my whole vulnerability and like make it beautiful. And it's like, that's just the coolest thing in the world that you do. And like, I don't know, like, I know I get as an artist that you've got like your galleries and auction houses and stuff, and that like level of prestige that you need. But like, in terms of what you're doing with 100%. Your primary market, it's like so cool.
100%. Like I cannot. Yeah. And we guard that relationship. I mean, you would know like the what's and how much the aftercare that goes into like making sure that everyone's feels comfortable and safe. Like I have to say that is one of the most things I'm most proud of is how we navigate that process of making people feel safe.
How did the show come about?
Because you brought the nudes to life, I guess, with the catwalk.
It was quite quickly after I initially got those 1,000 images. I think I was, to be honest, like I wasn't at the time. I'm still like kind of not. I've got a lot of learning to do, but I'm not actually that much of a good painter. So I literally like wanted to like bring the artwork to life, I guess, in a way that I couldn't yet on canvas, I think. And also, to be honest, like the stories of these amazing women and like their relationships, and also like, I guess like body issues or traumas or points of view that I'd never heard before. And I think that I just wanted to be a platform for them to tell their story. And I guess that this is what the shows aren't actually about me. Do you know what I mean? It's just a platform for these women to like express themselves and to feel beautiful. So yeah, that's what I'm actually most proud of. I know I go between two because I'm like, oh, I'd study business. I love business. It's got to be commercial because obviously the whole thing needs to be funded. But I think, the most important thing is like, the
what
group
you, what
of women.
Created. Yeah.
So you've got a show coming up on the 5th of April.
I'm so nervous. Like, this one's different though.
Yeah.
Because it's at the Palladium.
I mean, like, that's so prolific. That's so cool.
That is really cool.
I know. It's so cool. I just don't know what to do there. No, it's going to be fine. Like, I've got a complete new project team on the case. They're literally all working at my Airbnb now in Bethnal Green. It's all coming together. The nudies have been selected. So when I get back, I'm going to call them all.
It's in memory of one of your nudies, Nikki.
It is, yeah. So Nikki was a nudie at one of our gallery launches, actually. And this was when I was stuck in Australia, actually, which I was for 4 years. 2 years. And she then, after her experience, I met her when she then helped paint you guys.
Our show, yeah.
Yeah, at the Waldorf show, which was a huge, amazing career highlight for me. And Nikki was just such an important part of that day. And I'd followed Nikki for years anyway, and Yeah, she's just such a special human being. The impact that she had, that's basically what I'm trying to channel. Like, she is everything that I want to be. And like, that she's helped so many women with their relationships with their own bodies. And that's kind of just what I want to emulate. So yeah, they're all of my portion of the ticket sales go to her two charities that she supported.
Yeah, it's a wonderful thing that you're doing.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
It's great. Yeah, yeah, it's great. And it Alex is gonna her husband's gonna come up on stage and do a little poem. Yeah, it's gonna be great.
Beautiful. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. So Nikki always celebrated you. Like, I always felt like, I don't know, her love. You're so right in the like the trust and the love that you create with your nudies and the women that just are exposed to your art. But like, her love, you could just feel it, like, I mean, on the day, but also even just following her, like, her the art that you create is so precious. But and when you are the art, like, when, like, I still have my pants from that show, which are like, so, like, yeah, they're still like, you just want them for the show, they're so painted, like, I don't know what to do with them. Like, I can't chuck them at this point. It's been like 3 years.
Why don't you cut off a section of it?
That's probably good. Not the
frame it, like, float mount frame them.
I think Nikki did something like that with hers, and that was what made me think. Cute. She did not a bit, I think, but she kept them. And it made me that, and I still think, and I actually think of her now when I look at mine, I'm like, well, this is nice. I've got keepsakes, but it's and you dedicated your nudie book when you bought out the coffee table book to one of the nudies who did the Wardle show, who passed away afterwards.
So two women, so Mandy, who was at the Wardle show, yeah, she passed, and there's actually her daughter messaged me because on one of the videos, Mandy's on the phone to her daughter before she walks naked on stage, and there's this cute clip. She's like, "I love you so much," and yeah. So that was beautiful. And then Amy, who was one of our nudies that passed in Sydney, and yeah, keep in touch with her family quite a lot. They're fab.
Yeah,
they're fab.
You do create this amazing, it's an immortalization of, I don't know, of like, of just joy. It's just, there's no, like, even if you're so insecure and you're so, which we were before we walked out, it's like, fuck.
Yeah. I want to know what it was like.
Oh, it's completely nerve. I mean, I'm not even doing it, and terrifying. I've just got, yeah.
I mean, you are naked.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did keep pants on. I mean, little ones, and they were nude coloured, and then obviously they were painted, but there's no space for, like, you know when you go to like the happiest part of your life and like you just put all your shit aside because you're like, well, I don't want to bring the vibe down. And I think that's how I definitely felt about like any insecurity that I had.
Yeah.
It's like, not now. Like, there's no space for this today. Yeah. Like, you know, that's not what this is. Yeah. And it was like everybody paused their insecurity because it's like, that's not what this is. There's no room for that here. And you're terrified, but you're not terrified because you're like, oh, I'm terrified because someone's going to see my cellulite, or I'm terrified because someone's going to think like my boobs are ugly. It's not that kind of terror. It's more the like, oh God, I hope I don't trip and fall over. And like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, it's the adrenaline fear and being part of that community thing. And that's such an excitable fear. But I was really struck by the fact that I didn't have this like overwhelming like panic about my body.
Mm. Yeah.
And I didn't think, oh fuck, people are going to judge me. I didn't think, the person painting me, and actually Hannah painted me, and then you did all your splattering and stuff. And I wasn't thinking, oh God, Hannah's going to think I'm really like, really let myself go, or that I've got really weird thighs or whatever. She doesn't give a shit, you know, like, I'm a canvas and she's just painting it and we're having a laugh. And like, so that's kind of like, I don't know. It was still terrifying, don't get me wrong. The fun kind.
I feel like the energy in that room, everyone is incredible. Like screaming, like shouting, like, you're amazing, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, it's amazing. Like, I can't wait to do it again. I cannot wait. It's been 3 years. I haven't done one in 3 years. We just had a nudie application round where just under 10,000 people applied.
No way.
Yeah, insane. And so we started reading them last Monday. We closed the applications on Monday at midnight. And then we printed them all off. And then we began reading them on the Wednesday. By Wednesday mid-morning, we had like
think seven team members, project team for the Sun News show live. I called my mum. I was like, we've got to do pull an all nighter because the show's in 2 weeks. We need to let them all know.
Oh my gosh.
So they were picked Friday night late.
10,000.
It's so nice to know that 10,000 people are willing to show their bodies like that, isn't it?
Isn't it?
It's really cool.
Yeah.
But I can't think of any other...
But they're all petrified. They're all like, what am I doing? But I'm doing it.
Really?
Yeah, this is just
really
crazy. It's the magic. But like, I felt that even when I was on the fucking stage, I was still like, I hate this. But then I love it. Like, it's so... vulnerable, but like that's magic. Like 10,000 people.
I know it's been.
I can't think of anything else that would get 10,000 women. You couldn't get 10,000 women on a beach feeling like
no way.
You know, on like naked on a even in swimming costumes on a beach comfortably.
How did you choose them? Because how many do you end up with?
Well, initially, because on that nudie day with your lot. I was just like so, I couldn't speak to everyone because there's 50 of you.
Mm.
And in my head, I was just like, because I've always only done 20 and then I get to know everyone on the day and like we actually spend the day. But then I went to the Palladium and the space is absolutely massive. So it was 20. And then also I was reading all the applications. So I was like, how am I going to shortlist these people? Like absolutely not. So now it's 50 again.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
50 was great. I loved that kind of chaos. I loved it. It was great. It was like everywhere you look, there's another naked person. And like, woo. And like you're every day. And every time we'd come off the stage, you'd meet someone else. And it'd be like, ah, hello. And like, that was fun.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, not that there's anything wrong with the same people, but meeting different people every time. It was fun. It was good.
But even going from like 20 to 50, like how do you shortlist?
No, honestly, I just, 50, I
10,000, that must have been so, I could, that's too many decisions. Can't.
Yeah.
It's stressing me out thinking about it.
If I could have picked everyone, like I don't, like everyone's a legend. You're a legend if you apply, what the hell? Like thank you.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
I just don't even know what,
apply.
I just need to do something that like includes the 10,000. Like we should like do some massive like walk or I don't know. What's the Guinness Book of World Records like something?
Can we do a Hags times Sophie Teague?
Like 100%.
Let's do it.
100%.
Let's do a beach day. We could do like a swim or a walk. We could do a swim. We could do a freezing swim.
Oh.
Okay, a warm swim.
Yeah.
But like, I mean, it's England, so we can't take them all to Portugal.
Okay.
But like, we could. Don't roll out. We could do something.
I'm literally dead keen, like 100%.
Okay, yeah, let's get the 10,000. So this feels biblical. Wow.
Because I just feel like now I'm in London, I just need to like
do it all.
Meet all those legends. Do you know what I mean? Are you going to come on the 5th? Are you free?
Yes, okay, definitely.
Cool. Fantastic.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm so jealous. I'm away.
Are you? Oh, God, yeah. Oh, that's annoying. I thought we were going to go together.
Georgia's going.
Okay, I'll go to Georgia. I couldn't come to your last one. I can't remember why.
Didn't want to see me naked, did you?
Yeah.
You're like, ugh. Our friendship can't take it there. Yeah, me and Georgie bonded for life. Have you seen that photo where our boobs are touching? It's so bad.
Did you do like a funny reel?
Yeah. So bad. Like, and you can see the pain in my eyes. Like, I hate this. Oh, it was absolutely crushing.
I know, it's so funny. Like, you begin, like, I'm not a naked person at all, believe it or not. Like, I'm just
not.
Like,
no,
I'm actually not. But, like, since the women did that for me, I was like, I had a full 360 degree scan of my actual, honestly, my videographer in Sydney, he's like my brother, Hamish. I came to record the whole thing. I was just like,
oh, God.
And I didn't have paint on me. It was
literally That's mortifying. So good. Do you love the sculpture of yourself?
I love it.
Yeah.
I got
one of me when I was pregnant and I actually wish I'd done it straight after she was born again.
Yeah.
Like, because you celebrate, and this is what it kind of stresses me out, like you celebrate the pregnant body so much. And I've got loads of like this photo of me, like some really stunning.
I love that photo. Who's
Alex
that?
Cameron.
I love her.
Yeah, me too. The photo that she did of me naked was like so stunning. I love it so much. But I did so much of that celebration and I haven't really turned myself postpartum into art, which is annoying because I did quite a lot.
Well, I would disagree with that. I think you're honestly really doing amazing things online.
Thanks.
I honestly, truly believe that. I think you're changing a lot of people's views about how they look at themselves.
I hope so.
You've
agreed.
Guys, don't be nice. Stop. Thanks. keep it going. No, I think, I don't know. I just think it's, I don't know. I love the idea that it's art. And I like the idea that I'm even exploring how to make it more art, you know, how to make, to celebrate my body. I don't think I'd have done that if I wasn't seeing. I don't think a lot of women would be if they weren't seeing what you're creating. I think prolific's great.
I know. I mean, I'm in two minds about it. Yeah. I mean, there's just some days I'm just like, but also in my head, like people that have like collected my artwork and literally kept me alive and kept my dream alive forever and bought the stuff, I kind of feel like I owe them a
investment grade.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Because it is really expensive. So there's a bit of that in me wanting to make sure that everyone's good. And also there's a bit of like, yeah, I mean, I mentioned before, but a chip on my shoulder about the prestige of it all. And but also I think I have actually just decided that I'm just going to fuck it.
Yeah. Have fun.
Because it's changing, actually. And also the artists now have the power. Like,
surely that's what I was thinking with social media now. Like,
yeah,
that feels like really old school, antiquated, that kind of system, that elite system.
Do you know what, though? Like, I went to the Tate the other day with my parents, like the first thing I did when I got back here, and there was a Turner exhibition, and I read his... And the reason these institutions and galleries exist, there's beautiful, massive buildings, and there's kids there enjoying artwork, and it's free, and they've got huge resources to be able to provide a massive space and get young people involved and loving and appreciating artwork. That's the side I love about it, and that's the side that I want to be like, I want in on that, as like to be recognized as them, as someone that was changing the game in a different way.
Totally.
And have my artwork on display there that's always free, because you know, I might not have that gallery forever. It cost me an arm and a leg. Like, it's actually really not a very good commercial decision for me to have that gallery. If that goes, like, I want a place for, you know, to spread my message about the love for your body in a big museum. And on the wall, and it said it was a Turner exhibition. He had his own independent gallery in Soho when he was 28. Like, it was, I was like, that's the same. And he was like, his entire career, he was shunned by establishment. And it wasn't, and his dying wish was to be, and then he was, and then I just think, I don't want to die before it happens. Do you know what I mean?
You could fake your own death.
I could. I've thought about that so many times.
The prices
logistically quite difficult,
and but they're not going to bring the prices back down again. So like, you're getting everybody their return on investment. So great, everyone's going to love you, and then you'll come back and be like, "Wee!" And then everyone will be like, "Yay, thanks."
I don't
think anyone will be very cross. It's not like you're in debt.
Yeah, I honestly, but this is why I love being an artist, because you can do anything random and be like, it's art.
And then when everyone's made loads of money, then you can pop back up and you'll be a hero because you just made everyone loads of money, and then you get to keep making more art.
Yeah.
And if it goes badly and the police are like, can't do that, you'd be like,
sorry.
I'm just a girl.
Yeah.
Just an artist, yeah. What am I like? I think it'll be fine.
Do you reckon?
No.
I do need another stunt.
That might be a bit big.
Yeah. Did you see when I locked myself in a box for 24 hours?
Yeah, that looked horrible.
I got a UTI midway through. I was pissing blood in a box.
Oh my God.
It was awful. Luckily, I managed to get antibiotics on the phone. I thought, thank you for modern medicine allowing me to do this.
Did you ring them from the box?
I rang them from the box and said, look, I'm stuck in a box. I've got a UTI. It's pretty terrible. I'm pissing in a port-a-loo, a chemical toilet. That's why I got it. Oh my God, this is going to be so out of context if you don't. I don't know what I'm on about, but basically, yeah.
Okay, yeah, don't do that stunt again. They're a much nicer stunt.
But I feel like I couldn't even do it in 24 hours, and David Blaine did it for like 40 days.
Yeah, you know what comparison is, crazy. Sophie?
What?
Thief of Joy. Take a pace.
Oh, you're so good. Yeah. You're so good. Yeah, we'll figure out something.
I'm excited to see what it might be.
But David Blaine hasn't got 10,000 nudes from nude up, you know, women.
He doesn't.
No. And if he did, I think we'd be asking questions. Be like, what are you doing with all those, mm-hmm, David? Mm-hmm. Weird.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I'm so excited for your show.
I've got FOMO.
I can't wait.
Where are you going?
Go to Barbados.
Good on you.
I know.
Fair.
I know. Facts. Taking the kid.
That's a good excuse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for making me wash my hair.
Thank you for making me wash mine.
mine!
Yeah, so said she was going to wash her hair to come on. I was like, well, she's washing hers. I guess I have to wash mine. I never do that. So
I don't do that either.
Look at us go. Clean.
And your bag is so exciting.
I know. You were my first interview back.
Oh, mate.
Yeah.
So congratulations. Big moves.
Big moves.
Yeah. Bully.
The biggest.
Very big.
Thanks so much, Sophie.
Thank you. Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
That is part of the Acast Creator Network.